Hey, don't have kids.
Kishap. Kishap.
Use a condom.
All right. Let's get into your new sports and traffic. Wait, I haven't told you how much the cheaper fees are yet. Don't discourage people yet.
All right.
Just change their minds.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
More mixed messages from the ANC as Eskom confirms a fresh belt of power cuts. An Iranian missile brought down the Ukrainian airliner, says the Canada Prime Minister. Atlantico Air stunned Barca to reach a Super Cup final and Serena Williams into the semifinals in windy Auckland. Details coming up at 7:30.
All right, on your roads this morning, if you're out at Kai Sands, Malibonga Drive and River Road, experiencing delays courtesy of faulty traffic lights, they're also out at Woodlands Drive and Woodmead Drive out in the Woodmead area. Grayson Drive and West Street affecting the same fate. All the way out in Lanesha on the N12, traffic lights are not working at the R558 Protea Glen exit. In Midrand, Level Road, traffic lights are also out at 9th Road as well. Also, a quick reminder that there is rain across parts of the province, so please make sure you keep a safe following distance, reduce your speed, and also use your headlights. For any other traffic problems that you may encounter, you can tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
A very good morning to you. For UJFM News, I am Mashal Mokale. Eskom has announced stage one load shedding will kick in from 6 a.m. this morning and is likely to last until at least 11 p.m. It says that stage two power cuts ended at 6 a.m. and the utility will then need to shed 1,000 megawatts from the grid. But the struggling parastatal says that this is the result of an improved prognosis for the day as some generating units return to service. Now, the presidency has denied that President Cyril Ramaphosa was misled by the Eskom leadership when he told the nation that load shedding will be suspended until later this month. Deputy President David Mabuza told reporters in Kimberley that Eskom deceived government as the maintenance backlogs at their power utility simply meant that load shedding was here to stay. In December, President Cyril Ramaphosa cut short his official trip to Egypt after Eskom implemented stage 6 rolling power cuts due to several unforeseen factors, including wet conditions and alleged sabotage.
And they have given us the assurance that from the 17th of December right through to the 13th of January, we should not be in a position to have any form of load shedding. And going right through